who's in your area? I'm DJ Brian. I'll be back right after this song. Welcome, y'all, to another episode of K-Pop Connection. It is Wednesday, February 25th, 2026, and we just heard Blackpink with How You Like That? Yes, and Blackpink's in your area. That's who. That is who is in your area, but maybe not in your area right now. Not this time, but at the National Museum of Korea. And that's right, we have just a few more days until Blackpink will be making a comeback with their third EP, Deadline, with a new release. The group is doing something special, something we don't see every day. They are collaborating with the National Museum of Korea, and it's a first in the K-pop industry. And what are they doing? From February 26th through early March, the museum's exterior will literally glow pink, y'all. And the members for 8 major national artifacts. You're going to hear the members' voices guiding you through Korean cultural treasures. And here's a headline moment. A pre-release listening session for the new EP will be held in front of Gwanggaetostel along the museum's main corridor known as the Path of History. Now, this session will take place February 26th, one day before the official release. So, this collaboration is part of a broader trend. More K-pop acts are weaving traditional Korean cultural symbols into major promotional events, emphasizing national identity as a global footprint, of course, for the growing process for that. Now, Blinks, you guys must be happy. Are y'all ready to run to the museum? Make sure to take a look at the awesome goods, too, while you're there, while they last. But for now, we got a song for you by Kwon Jin Ah, Pink. Hey guys, here's a quick announcement on various ways y'all can tune into our show. We have apps you guys can download for free and listen to us conveniently through the KBS Kong, KBS World Radio, and KBS World Radio On Air apps. If you're listening to us via podcast, which can be found on our website or through any podcast app, don't forget to subscribe and rate us 5 stars so more listeners can join in on the fun. And just keep in mind that all the songs are cut out for copyright reasons on podcasts. Also, remember to subscribe and like our YouTube channel, KBS World English. The channel provides 24-hour streaming of all your favorite KBS World Radio programs like KPC, as well as all the shorts featuring all the behind-the-scenes action going on here. So check it out and be in the know. And meanwhile, for all listeners in Malaysia, you guys can enjoy KBS World Radio programs on Malaysia's Astro Radio. Just make sure to download the SYOK Shock app and find KBS World Radio channel for 24-hour non-stop streaming. And for more information, come visit our website world.kbs.co.kr or our gram at KBS K-pop. While you're there, don't forget to post up your song requests, comments, and your answers to our Y2C question of the week for a chance to win a prize. Now, back to our show. And let's get more music in for you guys right now. We got IU with Square's Dream, 내 모의 꿈, and Lucy with She's Smiling, 그녀가 웃잖아. Would you like a coffee? Nah, maybe a tea. That's right. Grab that beverage. Start that coffee machine, maybe that drip coffee, or drop that tea bag in that warm water, whatever it is. We're going to slowly let you get ready for all the news that we have for you right now, because the news is pretty exciting, especially if you are a fan of K-pop girl groups. So get ready, get your hearts ready, because I know your hearts are going to be so anxious and going to start speeding up right now. And y'all know, we talked about Blackpink earlier. The group wrapped up their massive 2025-2026 Deadline World Tour last month in Hong Kong. Now, if you thought a world tour with 4 members was difficult, what y'all think for a group that has 24 members? Yes, going on tour. Yo, just thinking about the number, that's gotta be chaotic. But it is happening. Yes. Triple S. They are hitting the road. And yes, all 24 members. I'm not talking about like 10 members are going to be doing it while the other 14 are going to be doing variety shows back in Korea. All 24 members are doing the Asia tour titled My Secret New Zone, which is kicking off February 28th with two shows in Taipei. And after that, they head to Hong Kong and then back home to Seoul for two concerts in April. We're not talking about subunits. We're talking about the entire group. Their agency says the group plans to release two albums this year under the project name Assemble 26. The first half, called Love Side, drops earlier in the year, followed by Pop Side later on. Their last full group album, Assemble 25, sold more than 510,000 copies in their first week, and even their subunits are pulling serious numbers. The four units combined sold around 360,000 copies in the first week of an EP released last November. So yes, y'all, 24 members, multiple albums, and an expanding tour. At this point, Triple S isn't just a girl group. It's practically a small festival traveling together. Yes, think of that way. That's got to be more exciting. So with that said, we have two great songs right now set up for you. Of course, Triple S with Girls Never Die and Ash Island with 24. Requests and responses. That is right. It is your day. Your day, of course, because I'm going to play your music. The music that's been stuck in your head. You know, the songs that you're like, why is this song in the back of my brain and I can't get it out? But you know what? You're going to get it out. How? By me. I'm going to play it. I'm going to fulfill your dream by playing the song that you sent to us. And if it gets played today, guess what? One lucky person is going to be sent a prize, and the winner will be announced right before the close of our show. And you can always check back to see if you won on our website, world.kbs.co.kr. And the winners are always posted on our playlist on the K-Pop Connection program page. And remember, we keep a close track of our message board, Gram, and the KBS World English Service page on the Book of Faces for your comments and requests. So make sure to send them in throughout the week. And if it doesn't get played today, we're going to play it throughout the week. So don't go anywhere throughout the week. Just stay with us. And with that said, we're going to start off with the first song request. It is by RZA Ahmad Khan from the Book of Faces. Hello, DJ Brian. Best wishes from Shikupura City, Pakistan. Please play a song, BTS Dynamite. That's what we're here to do. You sent it in. We find the song. We set it up for you. So get ready, RZA, because this is BTS with Dynamite. That was BTS Dynamite. And we're going to keep things rolling with more requests right now. The next one is from listener. It's Milky_Butter. Hi, DJ. I would like to request Black Tesla by Can't Be Blue featuring Seunghan and Heavenly Blue by Seunghan and Seoul. Thank you. Mm-hmm. We also had other people requesting Black Tesla. We had Yeppie Honey, who also requested that by Can't Be Blue. But unfortunately, we aren't able to play that song for you guys due to company regulations. We've told you that at KBS, we do have regulations that, you know, with certain songs, language problems or brand name problems or, you know, lyrics, we can't play. But this song has brand names in it, and we can't play it. So instead, we're going to play the second song we requested, Heavenly Blue, for you in just a bit. And actually, I know in the past I've said don't request 3,000 songs by one person, but in this case it helped out because one of the songs we can't play, all right? So I guess in the future, other people, if you think your first request is that kind of situation where, oh my gosh, maybe he said a curse word or a swear word or the context of the lyrics are too much or a brand names come out too much, then maybe request a different song with it. Just in case. Yeah, like this person did. So good on you for that. So we're going to play the other song. And moving on. At Ushak Kansal 57. Dear Brian, happy new year of Red Fire Horse. Good luck and great blessings from Gurugram, Haryana, India. Well, thank you very much and happy new year to you as well. For the new year of the Red Fire Horse 2026, I would love to listen to a powerful Korean K-pop anthem like Jump by Blackpink. It's a high-energy dance anthem, perfect for kicking off the new year. It will definitely get you moving and grooving into the year of the Red Fire Horse. You know what? I'm gonna be honest. That is a great song choice. Even though we played Blackpink's song in the opening, it is a great choice. So we're going to be very extra generous for you because it's a good song. And we're going to make an exception because we don't want to play two songs by the same artist on one program on the same day. But we're going to have to do it because it is the year of, you know, 붉은 말, which means the red horse. And so we want to pump you guys up and we want to say Happy New Year to all you guys listening to our show today, especially Ashok Kunsal 57 for saying Happy New Year to us as well. So with no further ado, Happy New Year, and check out these two songs. We've got Seunghan and Seoul with Heavenly Blue and Blackpink with Jump. All right, that was Blackpink with Dia. We're back in the studio right now with your requests. And after this, we're going to announce today's winner. So y'all can't go nowhere, because if you do, I will find you. Y'all know I'm like AI. I know where you live. I'm like on your phone right now, so I'm tracking you down. Don't believe that. I was joking. Anyways, we're going to get to the next one. Our last request for the week. It's by Mads Jamoto from the Book of Faces. Hi, DJ Brian from the Philippines. I'd love to request Moonlight by I Hope. It's such a beautiful song. We're going to have to say sorry to you. We couldn't find the song by that title in our system. We're so sorry. So we always say this to a lot of people when you request songs. Make sure you know the exact title, because if we can't find it in the system, we can't play the song because it's not in our system. But we are going to play another song from the group. We just don't have that song in our system. So hopefully you won't get upset with us. You can't get mad for us not having it in our system. And we can't just go on another system online and play a song, because then that's against our company's policy and we'd get in trouble. So just keep that in mind. So to wrap up our segment, I hope we're rendezvous 그곳에서 다시 만나기로 해. All right, we just heard I Hope with Rendezvous. And y'all know what time it is. It is time to announce today's winner. And today's winner for our requests and responses is... Congratulations at It's Milky Butter! Winner, if that's you, let us know your physical mailing address by emailing it to us, kpop@kbs.co.kr, with a gram handle, name, message board ID, email, whatever it was you got in contact with us with, so we can find you, especially the date that you won. It makes it that much easier. All right. Well, with that said, we got two songs for everybody. First up, Yang Yo-sup with Fade Away, 옅어져가, and then Uds with Cinema. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that is all the time that we have for y'all today. Thank you for tuning in. We have two great songs taking us out. We got AB6 with A Minute, A Second, 1분 1초. And then we have TNX with Call Me Back. Our producer is Chaedong Kwon. Our writer is Karen Choi. I'm Brian Ju. This has been K-Pop Connection, and you may disconnect now.